It's an iconic part of Yosemite National Park, but it's not El Capitan, Yosemite Falls, or Half Dome. I'm talking about the park's grand hotel, the Ahwahnee. We hear its story today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots. Situated in a meadow nestled close to Yosemite's granite walls, the Ahwahnee site was once a Miwok village. Ahwahnee was their name for the valley, meaning gaping, mouth-like place. In 1925, Park Service Chief Stephen Mather convinced the two rival Yosemite concession companies to merge, forming the Yosemite Park and Curry Company. The new contract required the company to build a year-round, fireproof hotel that would draw wealthy tourists. They hired architect Gilbert Stanley Underwood to design it. But how could a man-made creation compete with the marvelous glacial architecture of Yosemite Valley? Underwood's solution was to complement the natural landscape. Underwood used weathered stones to give the building a natural look. Concrete beams were designed and colored to look like they were natural wood. Inside, Native American motifs, stained glass, and murals lent the space a special flair when it opened in 1927. Ansel Adams once wrote that entering the Ahwahnee, one is conscious of calm and complete beauty echoing the mood and majesty of peace that is the essential quality of Yosemite. For KVPR's Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.